So another day, another report on the impending approach of fall and H1N1 flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a report yesterday showing that children normally the most susceptible to the flu, those under 4 years old, may actually be safest from H1N1. And it was accompanied by some other good news about the flu. And here to sort it out for us, as he often does, is Dr. Richard Wenzel, chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
So H1N1 is less dangerous to four-year-olds and under who normally would be more susceptible. That was just one of the pieces of good news that Dr. Thomas Frieden, head of the CDC, said in Atlanta yesterday. First of all, for young kids, why might this be the case?
Well, it's a little bit unclear, but remember that what they showed was of the deaths so far, and they counted just under 500, about 15% were in children defined as young people less than 18. And of those deaths, 85% were in people in the young children, but older than age five.
Hmm. So Thomas Frieden also said this yesterday in Atlanta, quote, "The good news is that so far, everything that we've seen, both in this country and abroad," and I know, Dr. Wenzel, you've been abroad and seen both what's going on in this country and abroad, Frieden says, shows that the virus has not changed to become more deadly. This new flu, while unpredictable in nature, usually doesn't make people very ill. Is that good news, and should we take that to the bank?
Well, that's good news so far. This is a virus that loves to mutate, to change, and it could get more aggressive or even possibly less aggressive. So far, that's good news.
And, I was even hearing yesterday that the CDC was making a comparison with the seasonal flu and that H1N1 isn't that much different from the seasonal flu, according to what the CDC said yesterday, although it's hard for me to interpret. It seems like there's a lot of conflicting signals coming out of there. What do you think?
Well, I don't look at it as the same as seasonal flu because the group that's affected most is unlike seasonal flu in a major way. Seasonal flu affects primarily the very young children, 1, 2 years or less, and the very old, people 80 years with underlying lung and heart disease. But what's really happening now with H1N1 around the world is young adults, children and young adults being affected. So even if the rate is the same, the point is that young adults, many of whom have no underlying disease, are getting infected and seriously ill and some dying.
So that would mean we need to focus on junior highs, high schools, those groups significantly affected, you believe?
I do, yes.
And any specific precautions for those institutions, or do we just sort of sit tight? They're calling it a pandemic at the World Health Organization.
Well, I wouldn't sit tight. I think as soon as the vaccine's available, I believe it should be used widely if it's proven to be safe. Secondly, we have a good preventive drug. So if children are in high-risk groups, we have a drug that'll oseltamivir or Tamiflu. They'll prevent 90% of infection in those just exposed recently, such as in a household or in school. And schools should be putting hand-washing facilities, whether it's alcohol or sinks with soap and water, available and encouraging that all the time.
As usual, great advice from Dr. Richard Wenzel, chairman of the Department of Internal Medicine at Virginia Commonwealth University, talking about what looks like some good news out of the CDC regarding H1N1 flu yesterday. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.